The Lord be with you. Read it from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus and his disciples were gathering in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. He'll be raised on the third day." They were overwhelmed with grief. When they came to Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax approached Peter and said, "Does not your teacher pay the temple tax?" "Yes," he said, when he came into the house, before he had time to speak. Jesus asked him, "What is your opinion, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take tolls or census tax? From their subjects or from foreigners?" When he said, "From foreigners," Jesus said to him, "Then the subjects are exempt. But that we may not offend them, go to the sea, drop in a hook, and take the first fish that comes up. Open its mouth, you'll find a coin worth twice the temple tax. Give that to them for me and for you." The Gospel of the Lord. Prayers in the Mass are very beautiful. What really struck me, the opening prayer is being taught by the Holy Spirit. Today I was listening to a talk of a girl that had 24 siblings, okay? So you think you have a big family. Don't toot your horn, okay? And the name is Catherine of Siena. Okay, St. Catherine of Siena. Did you know that most of her life she was illiterate? And she's one of the four women doctors of the church. It's kind of shocking. How could a woman be a doctor of the church if she can't even read and write? Later on in her life, she would learn how to read and write. But for most of her life, she was illiterate. Often try to imagine sitting at your table with 25 children, no? Probably have to have a name tag, right? Probably have a name tag because you're probably going to forget one, okay? Pass me the pizza, whatever your name is, okay? But she was taught by the Holy Spirit. Taught by the Holy Spirit and became one of the greatest saints in the history of the church, was possibly the greatest saint in the 14th century. Just a few things in her life. First is as a little girl, she offered her virginity to God. She wanted to give herself totally to God. Then she became a Dominican, what was called in Italian Montelati. She was a third order Dominican because she didn't want to live in the convent, but she actually dressed as a Dominican nun, but lived in her home. She had this extraordinary encounter with God, such that when we look at that image there, it's Our Lady of Guadalupe that appeared to Juan Diego. And she talked to Juan Diego. There we see an image of Divine Mercy in which Jesus spoke to Saint Faustina. Whereas in Catherine of Siena, It was actually God the Father that spoke to her. And we have the great mystical book called The Dialogues, in which God the Father actually spoke to her. So if you want to learn how Mary spoke, listen to Our Lady of Guadalupe, or Fatima, or Lourdes. If you want to know how Jesus speaks, he speaks through the Divine Mercy revelation. But if you want to know how God the Father spoke, then you have to read the Dialogues of St. Catherine of Siena. She lived in a time in which there were three popes at the same time. It is called the Babylonian captivity, in which the Pope actually went to Avignon, France, and she went and she said, Holy Father, you've got to come back. And the Pope obeyed her. She had a great love also for those who were condemned to death. One occasion there was a man that was going to be decapitated, a hardened criminal, and there she was encouraging him to repent. And when his head was chopped off, she was splattered by the blood of the guy. How'd you like that, huh? Because she recognized the importance of the salvation of one soul, so she was encouraging him to the end, and when his head was decapitated, splattered with the blood of this individual, then she's able to see his soul go to heaven. Catherine of Siena also was like Padre Pio in this sense, that Padre Pio had the stigmata for 50 years. Then after 50 years, it disappeared, as God promised. He received in 1918. In 1968, when he died, it disappeared. Whereas Catherine of Siena was praying one day, and she received the stigmata, but it was invisible, because she didn't want anyone to know it so that people would not be praising her. She didn't have it for 50 years, you know why? She died, she's only 33, so she couldn't have it 50 years, okay? So for a good part of her life, she had the stigmata in which she was suffering, especially for the church. At the end of her life, Catherine of Siena died a noble daughter of Holy Mother Church. We're going through a really tough time in the church. We're all aware of the scandals that are going about. You seem that they're never ending, right? It's just one scandal after another scandal, after another scandal, after another scandal. So I'm going to tell you the only remedy for this. Are you listening? Are you?
Yes.
All of you have to become great saints. Not to point the finger, okay? Not to point the finger. The only way we're going to resolve this problem is when you people, as well as myself, on an individual basis, we all have to make the decision not to point the finger at anyone, but rather point the finger at us. And starting right now, in honor of the saints that we celebrate, that we will try to become saints. One last word, changing gears. Today we celebrate the feast day of two popes. One was an anti-pope, and the other one was the real pope. And it's St. Hippolytus and Pontian. They lived the very beginning of the church, about the year 300. Hippolytus separated himself from the church, and he was elected as a false pope. And he's really angry at the Pope Pontian because a lot of the Catholics were leaving the church because of fear of being thrown to the lions. Then they would come back. So Hippolytus says they have to do long years of penance. And Pontius said, no, let them come back. We're all weak. So as a result of that, Hippolytus separated himself from the church and he was elected as a false pope. But then both of them ended up on the island of Sicily and they made up and they reconciled to God and to the church. So it's the only anti-pope that's canonized in the Catholic Church. So see, the church has always been divided. So none of you become Jehovah's Witnesses or Mormons, okay, or born-again Christians. The church has always gone through tough times. That's why I'm telling you these stories this afternoon. The church has always gone through tough times. We're going through a tough time now. But I don't want to hear any of you saying, I'm going to become a Jehovah's Witness or a Mormon because the church is going through tough times. I will bark at you, okay? Stay in the bark of Peter so I don't have to bark at you, okay? Stay in the Catholic Church and try with all your heart to work on your own personal sanctification. That's the only way that we're going to change this church when you people, as well as myself, we try to become great saints. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.